Hey, Dean, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Doing well. Just a quick question for you, just on watching the games or calling the games from up top the last couple weeks. How do you feel like that's helped you and made you guys more efficient, I guess?
Well, I just think the advantage of it is the ability to just to see the game and to see the personnel changes and see the formations, just to see the game, period. And then also feel, you know, very comfortable with the guys down below being able to, you know, make adjustments and for us to communicate and them to talk to the players. And they've been doing a very good job of doing that. And, you know, obviously Bill's down there too and can make adjustments and tell guys certain things. So it's I think so far it's worked out pretty good.
Dean, for this week, when you're trying to prepare against all of what Miami did, but also the Wildcat, can you look at film of what other teams have done against other Wildcats, or is Miami different where you can only kind of focus in on what if teams have kind of tried against just Miami in that offense?
Yeah, I think what you do is when you're playing a team, you really kind of focus on just that team that you're playing and how they run their particular offense or their particular sets. Now, you know, you also look at teams that they've played and the success or the lack of success that maybe they've had playing certain fronts or certain coverages or certain techniques. And, you know, everybody always tries to look at, you know, what you can do to help yourself stop, you know, the team. But I think just, you know, watching somebody else's Wildcat or, for that matter, any formation can be totally different with two different teams. And like I say, that's not only a Wildcat. That could be just a two-back pro formation or a slot formation. What one team does could be just so entirely different than the way another team runs that same pro and slot formation. So I think you always really kind of study the team that you're playing and what they want to do from it and their personnel and how it fits that particular set.
Dean, how impressed with you? Obviously, you're just starting to look at the tape, but the Jets seem to bring a lot of their defensive personnel down into the box to fill in those extra gaps against the Wildcat. How impressed with you were the job they did yesterday? And that kind of, going into the game, emphasized that you might maybe have to bring some more guys down there?
Well, again, I think you do whatever your personnel dictates that you do. You know, whether that's bringing extra guys down the box, whether that's whatever that might be. Obviously, they held them yardage-wise very, very well. I thought they played them pretty well. And, you know, it's hard to believe that they lost a game when you hold a team to 104 yards of total offense. But, hey, that's, you know, you got to do all the things in every aspect of the game. But, you know, I thought they did a good job. And I think, again, it's you have to do what your personnel dictates and allows you to do. And so obviously I'm not privy to their game plan, but you know, evidently Rex felt that you know, that was something they needed to do and could do, and I thought they were very successful with it.
Do you feel, because you know, like you just said, with all this stuff that they're going to throw at you, like your players need to be, and I guess you always want to be sharp, but real sharp this week as far as making adjustments and maybe the sideline needs to be sharp with as far as substituting if the quarterback comes off the field and all that stuff?
Yeah, but I really think that goes, you know, really every week. When you see teams that have multiple personnel groups on offense, especially, you know, you always have to be sharp, and our guys have to do a great job of communicating. And obviously tackling is going to be an issue this week, as it is every week. But, I mean, you're facing two very, very, you know, excellent running backs here that doesn't matter which one of them's got the ball. And really, I think receiver-wise, you know, down the field, these guys can stretch you. I know they haven't necessarily always done that, but, I mean, there were some plays in that Jets game. Now, there were guys, receivers behind the defensive backs. They just didn't hit them. So it still scares the heck out of you when you're watching the film and watching a guy run by a guy. So, you know, I think, yeah, we always have to be sharp, and our communication's got to really be good.
Dean, Tully Banta-Kays had a nice start to the season. How much, what has been the most pleasant surprise to you in his performance to this point?
Who was that, Mike? I didn't quite get it.
It was Tully Banta-Kays.
Oh, Tully?
Yeah.
I think Tully did a good job when he was here before, and I know he's had, like you say, he's had a good start to the season. But I think the thing with Tully is he came into a situation knowing already about the situation when he came back from San Francisco. So, you know, he's worked real hard. I think he's prepared very hard. I think he knew what the expectations were coming back here. So, you know, he knows what Bill wants and what we expect. And so I think, you know, he adapted so easy because we already all knew him and knew what he could do and what his strengths and weaknesses were. And I think he's tried to work on his weaknesses and try to improve just like all the other players. So, you know, I think he's had some, you know, excellent games. I think he's had some so-so games just like, all of us. But, he's working real hard, and that's the biggest key.
Dean, would you say you've used a lot of different groupings in the secondary through the first part of the season? Would you say that's a case more of trying to figure out the best combination or more adapting your secondary personnel to the opponent you're playing? What I mean by that is, do you kind of feel like you have the secondary group more defined than you did at the beginning of the season?
No, I wouldn't say it's necessarily more defined. I think it's the latter of what you had said there, that, you know, every week you're trying to look at what is the best matchup that you can possibly have, whether that be linebacker, whether that be secondary, you know, what front you're going to play, what coverages you're going to play. I mean, all those things come into account, and then maybe certain weeks, certain coverages, these guys are a little bit better at playing that coverage, and we're going to kind of concentrate more on that coverage. A lot of it depends on maybe who the receivers are, what their formations. There's just so many things that you take into account when you put your personnel on the field, and that's really what you're trying to do, is put the best personnel that you can put on the field for a particular, whether it be personnel group that they have or just overall scheme or whatever it might be. And I think that's, you know, one of the things you try to do as a coach. And so sometimes that means different combinations of different people in there. And I don't think it's any that we're, you know, ever down on one guy or high on another guy. It's just, well, this guy might do this little thing a little better, and that's kind of something that we need this week. And that's kind of why you've seen, you know, a multitude of different personnel groups. But that's not only in secondary, that's kind of across the board.
Dean, Ron Brace, we haven't seen him since week two. What's been keeping him off the field? What does he need to be doing better to see some time?
Oh, I think, you know, Ron's working hard, and he's learning the system, and, you know, he's doing a good job in there. I think it's just been a matter, again, Mike, of us trying to say who kind of fits the role that we need this week in this particular spot. And so it may not necessarily have anything to do with whether Ron has not done well or has done well. It's more a fact of this guy kind of fits what we want there. Again, he's working real hard. He's working, you know, every day. He's in here all the time. He's studying. He's doing a good job. It's just a matter of, you just never know when you might see him. So, just like kind of all the players, there's nothing negative there. It's just a matter of we've been using some other guys in certain positions because we need them to fill a certain role.
On the flip side, then, Dean, we haven't seen a little bit more of Pryor. What's he done well to kind of earn that time, and what do you see from him?
Again, Myron's doing a good job. I think, again, those guys are going to, you know, they'll work their way into the system, and it just a lot of times depends on the front that we're playing. Maybe we have a better grouping with a certain group of guys, or a lot of the times it's based on the offensive personnel. Will this guy hold up against their offensive tackle or guard or tight end or whoever it might be? And that's, we just try to figure out and do the best job that we can as a coaching staff of these are the guys that need to fit in there. And sometimes that means your role is really increased, and sometimes it's decreased. And I don't think that's ever going to change. But again, in both of their cases, Pryor and Brace, you know, we're happy with them. They're working very hard. They're doing well. It's just a matter of, I think Myron played quite a bit in this last game in our sub package. So we felt like, okay, well, he gives us a little something because of the way we were going to play a certain front, that was kind of his role in the Tampa game. So that can change, you know, week to week. But again, we're pleased with both Ron and Myron.
Thank you, Coach. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks a lot.